This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Monday, August 3rd. This is John Michael Marty. National Corn Growers Association today expressed disappointment that Congress failed to pass a long-term highway funding bill before its August recess. Congress voted to extend the United States Highway Trust Fund's authorization through October 29th, the second such short-term extension this year. Once again, Congress kicked the can down the road, and that road's in bad shape, that according to NCGA President Chip Bowling. Farmers rely on our nation's infrastructure system every day, and we need safe, reliable roads and bridges to get our products to market quickly, safely, and efficiently. Instead, our roads and bridges are at best in disrepair and at worst unsafe or unusable, and that hurts every farmer in America. In fact, 80% of the domestic corn crop is trucked to market, as you all know, according to USDA's Ag Marketing Service. By one estimate, America's transportation deficiencies will cost U.S. agriculture $1.3 billion in exports by 2020. Approximately 73% of America's bridges are located in rural areas, which disproportionately rely on federal funding for repairs and maintenance. And every one of us who've crossed a bridge in mid-Illinois in the rural areas know that there's a lot of them in pretty sad shape right now. Well, the rest of this farm show today is probably going to be about all kinds of events coming up with RSVP dates looming just ahead. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack declared this week through the 8th of August as National Farmers Market Week. The declaration was made official by Secretary Vilsack. Farmers Market Week's a great opportunity for farmers markets across the country. Farmers markets play a key role in developing local and regional food systems that support farmers and help grow rural economies. If you see a farmers market, if you see a roadside stand this week, congratulate them. Say, happy National Farmers Market Week. And if you live in town, maybe buy some vine-ripened tomatoes or some sweet corn. Well, Wednesday, August 12th, there's going to be a Solutions at Work Field Day sponsored by M&M Service Company. That's Wednesday, August 12th, 1600 historic Old Route 66 North in Litchfield. Now, the registration's at 8:30 in the morning. 9 to 11 are the plot tours, 11 to 12 a guest speaker, and he's going to be Dr. Fred Belo from the U of I talking about what it takes to produce 100 bushel per acre soybeans. You need to RSVP by August 5th, so that's Wednesday, to call 324-2524. That's by Wednesday, August 5th, 324-2524, if you'd like to attend the Solutions at Work Field Day. Ed in Galesburg, Munson Hybrids is going to discuss the pros and cons of cover crops on August 11th. That's going to be going on from 9 a.m. to noon. You can reserve your seat by August 7th, which is going to be Friday. And when you do that, call 888-813-7333. That'll reserve your seat and your lunch. Cover crops have captured the attention of farmers, researchers, and the media. That, according to Craig Alleman, Munson Hybrids agronomist, there's so much upside to using cover crops for the farmer and the environment. We're looking forward to this educational meeting and plot tour to pass information along. Again, that is a field day on August 11th from 9 to noon, and you need to reserve by Friday. It's going to be in Galesburg. Call 888-813-7333 to reserve your seat and lunch. We'll talk more on part two coming up after these messages. International Agronomy Day is coming. That is the day that agriculturalists around the world are invited to engage in a global food production discussion. It's going to be held at the University of Illinois on August 31st. U of I Department of Crop Sciences encourages producers from around the globe to participate in this unique forum. International Agronomy Day was developed as an opportunity for international visitors to attend a field tour at the U of I and interact with faculty and staff. The event will take place the day before the Farm Progress Show opens in Decatur to provide an opportunity for international visitors traveling to the U.S. to attend the Farm Progress Show and learn more about research being conducted by the faculty and staff there. Germaine Bellero, head of the Department of Crop Sciences, says he looks forward to the opportunity for more global engagement. Whether you produce soybeans in Champagne or Brazil, we all face similar challenges in producing food and feedstuffs. The International Agronomy Day will take place on Monday, August 31st, from 8 to 1 at the U of I South Farms, allowing participants enough time to continue on to Decatur for the 2015 Farm Progress Show being held the 1st to the 3rd of September. You can register for the Agronomy Day and go. The registration is required, and it can be done at www.internationalagronomyday.org. The Illinois Farm Bureau and RFD Radio Network is hosting the Illinois Master Showmanship Contest on August 14th. That begins at 8 o'clock in the Junior Livestock Barn on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The Master Showmanship Contest recognizes 4-H youth who have excelled at showing animals at their respective county fairs. More than $8,000 worth of prizes will be donated by sponsors this year. A winner from each species will receive $100 in various prizes. They're three species of animals, beef, sheep, and swine. They're also will be quizzed by judges on their knowledge of animal husbandry and livestock production. All participants will receive a T-shirt and prize for their hard work. 2015 is the 16th year for the contest. It was started by farm broadcasters in Illinois as a way to recognize outstanding youth and provide a state forum for the competition. And finally, August 31st, a little bit of fun amongst all the knowledge and information here, the 11th annual Illinois Pork Producers Pork Chop Open. On August 31st, it'll be held at the Western Illinois University Golf Course in Macomb. You can register and play. You need to register by August 10th. The registration's from 10:30 to 11:45 on that day with a shotgun start at noon. It's a four-person scramble, and the cost is $125 per person. You can register by visiting illpork.com, ILPORK.com, for more information, or you can contact Deb Turner at 529-3100. That's 529-3100, Deb Turner. They're limited to 36 groups of four, so you got to reserve your spot or your foursome today. It's first come, first serve basis.